This next story hits us close to home. NPR announced yesterday it will lay off 10% of its workforce. That's at least 100 staffers. Company leaders said the cuts are necessary to fill a projected $30 million budget shortfall due to lost ad revenue. It's one in a line of announcements of layoffs at media outlets. For more, let's talk to NPR's media correspondent, David Folkenflik. And David, NPR leaders had said they were trying to avoid layoffs. Tell us more about the given reason now.
Well, look, last year, according to John Lansing, our chief executive with whom I spoke about this, last fiscal year, we booked about $134 million in, call it sponsorship or advertising. Mm-hmm. And this year, they're now expecting it to come in more like $105. They thought they were going to be able to sidestep layoffs and save, call it $20 million. It now looks like we're going to have to save $30 to $32 million against what we got last year. And this is at a time where our, you know, our member station revenue for the shows that we do is up a little bit, according to John Lansing. We're not doing terribly all around. What John Lansing said was when executives are really concerned about whether there'll be a recession, they pull back on marketing first. And podcasting as a new entry and an additional layer of advertising is among the first to get hit hard.
Yeah. And more broadly in the industry, in the podcasting industry, is it a rough time?
Yeah, you've seen a bunch of layoffs and of slimming down and narrowing of aspirations in the podcast space. You saw Spotify announce that it was really shifting its strategy in that regard, laying off 6% of its workforce. You know, it's a tough moment there, but it's a tough moment more generally for the media. You saw Vox Media, I think, laid off 7%, just got an infusion of cash from new round of investors to really endure and be able to continue on. Gannett has laid off 6%, but, you know, that's one of a series of cuts that that newspaper giant has endured. CNN laid off hundreds of people and killed its streaming service, CNN Plus, even before it really got off the ground. Let's not forget also that others that rely on digital ads are giants. Google and Amazon and Microsoft and Meta, which is what Facebook is now called, they've all laid off tens of thousands of people. You know, something like 50,000 people combined those four companies in just the past couple of months.
So, David, what does this mean for the audience? You mentioned Gannett. It owns about 100 local papers. It's hurting. For people's ability to get the news, to get local news, what does this mean?
Well, I think if you look at the newspaper industry in particular, you're seeing it's not just that they're being asked to do more with less, or in the words of John Lansing at times, less with less. You know, you wonder whether some of these papers, not all, but some of these papers are going to be more than just sort of a shell of shared information, republished goods, things generated by AI, you know, when it comes to local sports. You know, really a hollowing out of our community's ability to fully understand what's going on. And there's a reliance now. I mean, one of the ironies is there's been reliance on public media outlets in, you know, hundreds of communities around the country to fill that void. And to some extent, that's really worked well in some of those communities, but it's not guaranteed. And, you know, it's a reminder that nothing can be taken for granted and that people have to consider what they support, what they subscribe to, what services they want, what they rely on, what they take for granted.
Hollowing out. That is NPR media correspondent David Folkenflik. David, thanks.
You bet.